Okay, we're on Daf Samechet Samedes at the bottom. But we're going to start at the two dots again, just to give an introduction to the sugya, because it's really a sugya shalem from here to the Mishnah. It's going to be talking, it's one of the Makor sugyas on our approach to non-religious Jews. Okay, there's many different categories. We're going to deal with the first category, but Tzeduki. Tzeduki and they were Talmidim of Antigonus Yishtocho that rejected the all law. They rejected the Midr Rabbanim, but they kept the Torah. So they're going to have certain statuses. What? What did I say? And the Karaim of today, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that all the Nafka Minas that we're going to deal with, these people are going to deal with the Karaim. So the Karaim are again people that just hold to the scriptures of Torah Shebiktav and not Torah Shebaltah. That would be a Tzeduki. Then we have another concept called a Mumer. There's different types of Mumers. Mumers are not Tzedukim. Tzedukim at least held validity that there's a Torah in the Shemaim. A Mumer, there's different types of Mumers. A Mumer is someone who just doesn't keep the Torah in any way. There's a Mumer Metav'on. He's a Baal Taiva. He wants to progress in society or he just can't control himself. That'll be one status. And then there's a Mumer Lahachiz. He just hates Judaism. He hates religion. There will be another aspect over it. Then we'll have to deal with the different types of mumer. Is it a mumer for one mitzvah? Is it mumer for all the mitzvahs? Is it for Shabbos? Is it for Avodah Zorah? These are basically the different categories. There's one more category that's not talked about in the Gemara, which is really going to affect the Pesach Halacha today with our fellow breathing, and that's called a Tinik Shenishva. That today we hold that the people that are, there's not a Mumer Lahakis, but Tesla has a famous piece on it, is it really an happy chorus today? Is it maybe that would be a different thing that would go on. In our sugya, at least today, we're going to set up the different categories of the different types of Jews that we have to deal with and see what their status is, and we'll see the different nafkaminas that would make a non-religious Jew, what status of them. They can do it. Okay. We had in the Mishnah start with, if all Jews are in an Eruv together, and someone didn't make the Eruv together, there is an Eitzah. If someone was not Mishnati for the Eruv, there's no Eruv in the Chatzah, there's an Eitzah. This Yehudi can be Mavatil as Rishut to everybody else, and therefore everybody else can use the Chatzah. He can't, but everybody else can. When it comes to Goyim, we don't say that they can do Bittel. A goy can't do bittul, rather you have to do schirot. You have to buy off his rights, a few prutas or whatever, whenever anything has to do with it. If anyone lives in an apartment building with goyim, that's usually the way it is. They rent the space from them. The Omer Rebbe Gemaliel, at the two dots again, Maitha b'tzeduki echad shahaya demanu. There was a tzeduki that lived in the mavoy with him. So we know that a goy you have to do schirot with and he can't do bittul. Tzeduki, mind Dacha Shemei. Who mentioned anything about Tzeduki in the Mishnah? The Mishnah was talking about the machloket of what you have to do with Goyim. Chetzori Mechzra. The Mishnah is missing some materials. V'achi Katani. Tzeduki, Tanakama holds, Harihu Kinachri. Someone who rejected Torah Shebaal Peh had the din of a Nachri, and therefore he cannot do Bittul. V'megamalil amet Tzeduki, Einu Kinachri. He holds he has the din of a Yehudi, and he can do Bittul. There was a tzeduki that lived with us. Now pay attention. The Chazon is going to make it more like a chiluk over here. My father said, meaning Rebbe Gamaliel is a child over here. Okay? My father told us, you first, as Rashi said, when Shabbos comes in, bring out your kelim to the mavoi before the tzeduki brings his out and nullifies his bittul. So what did the tzeduki do? He was did bittul his rishus. Now, just very interesting over here. He's not part of the eruv. A tzeduki, he can do bittul, but he cannot be part of an eruv. This is meforish in the Shulchan Aruch. Over here, it's brought down in the Rambam that a tzeduki can do bittul, but he's not part of the eruv. Why? Someone who's not moded by Eruv cannot be mishnatik with an Eruv. Since the Tzeduki rejects Torah Shebaal Peh, He's not part of, he can't be part of the Erev, but at least we allow him not to ruin the whole Erev that he has the right to do Bittul. So again, the Tzeduk is not part of the Erev, but he did Bittul, I guess out of respect for the Nasi over here. But Alpha Pekin, Rabbi Gamaliel's father says, quickly, you make a chazaka in the Mavoy before he goes and takes something out. Because if he just goes out and takes something out, he's going to nullify his Bittul. But if you are mishtamish with the chatzah before him, or the mavoy before him, you made a chazak on it, and now his bittul can't be retracted. The Gemara will go in more detail on that point. Okay. Maharu achir akele l'mavoy achalo yatsib yasu alechem. V'hatanya. And normally a hey before tanya, or tanan, usually means a question. But Rashi also over here says b'nechusa. It's really coming as a raya over here. Sometimes a raya, v'hatanya, we also bring a raya that this is the pshat, that there's a machloket, Tana Kama, and Rabbi Gamaliel, on what is the status of a tzeduki. Is he a goy, or not? He has a din of a Jew, he just can't be mishtati for the Erev. V'hatanya, hadarim nachri tzeduki, u'baitusi, it's also someone like a tzeduki. Harielu osrim alav. These osa on it, meaning they have it in like a goy. The only way to be able to use the chatzah or the mavoy is by renting it from him. And even those in parentheses, it's understood. They don't osa, they can actually, they're a dinim of Jews. There was a maitzah over here. Notice the little hill, now he's speaking to his children. We'll see what the nafkamina is in them. V'ni mahal v'hotziu mashi atem motziim v'achnisu mashi atem machnisim. Quickly, again, make a chazaka in the mavoy. Achlo yotzi hatoiv hazeh. See the strong lashon, this abominable person over here. V'yotzar lechem. Shahari bittul v'shuso lechem. He was able to his bittul v'shus. We see that he holds that he could do it. Lamaisa, I'll just tell you what the Chazani says. There's a difference between the two girsas over here, and the Gemara is going to set up. The first one was he was Mechal Shabbos Bitsina. The second one is Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. And the Chazani points out, you notice that the first one, when they were younger, he was Bitsina. Afterwards, after time, I guess it got much worse. At the time when Rabbi Gamaliel now was the Nasi, he actually was doing it for Hesia, and that's why he called him such a Lashon of Toev. See how the Nachmina develops. Someone who's being Machal Shabbos after living in the Chatzah for all these years, I guess, with Rabbi Gamaliel, and he's still being Machal Shabbos, he got even worse, he's a Toev. V'yasa lechem shari bitul v'shus lechem divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all divrei Rabbi Meir, that the Tzaduki has a din, like a Jew, he could do bittul, he can't just be mitzvah, because he rejects, everybody could do bittul, and therefore, since he did bittul, before he could retract on his bittul, you better go in and make a chazaka on the mavoy that you can use it. Rabbi Yehuda omer b'lashon acher. Rabbi Yehuda has a different lashon. Meheru v'yatsu tzacheyem b'mavoy ad shelo techshach. Do what you have to in the mavoy before it gets dark. V'yasar aleichem. Before it gets dark and you can't use it at all. Meaning Rabbi Yehuda is cholik. Not that he's cholik. He holds that Rabbi Gamaliel is really agreeing with Tana Kama that a tzeduki is a din like a goy and he cannot do bittul in the chatzah. We'll elaborate on Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Omer mar. Hatziu mashi atem motziim v'achnisu mashi atem machnisim ach lo yotzi atoi v'te v'yosu alechem. Okay, that was what Rabbi Meir said. Lemeima, this is basically telling us what we spoke out. Dehi mafki inohu, v'hada mafik ihu loasa. V'hada mafik ihu loasa. It's letting us know if you go out first, then if the other guy, this tzeduki, is harder in it and he brings out, he's not going to asa you. Meaning you can make a chazaka on the chater before he does it. So again, what happened? The tzeduki did a bittul. We don't trust him at all. Rabbi Gamaliel's Eitzah is go out in the Mavoy immediately and make a chazaka on it, that even though if afterwards he goes out in it, it's not going to affect it. That's a problem from something we saw yesterday. V'atanan, it's also a Mishnah that we're going to see tomorrow. Mishnah Natan Rishuso, someone gave rishus. We explained that giving rishus means he was mevatel his rishus, which is giving rishus to everybody else to use it. And now he was vahotzi. The person who was mevatel his usage in the chatzer, he's not allowed to use it now. It's not his chatzer. It's not. He doesn't have. He's not part of it. Vahotzi. Bein b'shogei, bein b'mezid, oser. If he goes out, he's going to oser it. Divrei Rebbe Meir. So we have a problem now. Right now he says, if we go out, he did bittul. There's a race against time. Let us make a chazakah on it. If we make a chazakah with the tzeduki, he can't retract on it now. But yet we have a mission that says clearly, if someone gave rishus, all he has to do is go out, bein b'shogei, bein b'mezid, he's going to oser it. Retract his bittul. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Steer. Two answers. Omer Rav Yosef, Eima Eino Oser. No, let's change the lashon of the mishnah. Not change it, but in order to prevent the steerer, saying Mishnotem Rishus of Vahotzi Ben Mishogi Ben Mezid Eino Oser. He's not going to be Oser. Once he gave his Rishus, he's not going to be Oser. A Biomer, no, Lo Kasha. Between the two cases, is not a Kasha. The first case, Kanshak, Ziku B'nei Mavoi B'nei Mavoi, the first case where he cannot retract is where the B'nei Mavoi made a chazaka, they were machzik in it before he retracted. The Khan and the Mishnah that we brought at the top of the Amud is Shalohach Ziku B'nei Mavoi B'nei Mavoi. It's a case where he gave his bittul and before the other members of the Mavoi used it, he was Vahotzi Ben B'shogi Ben B'mezid, and that's why it's Asur. Vahatanya. Again, Rashi lets us know, normally, Vahatanya, like the first line, the first word of the Amud says Vahatanan, the hey is usually a question. Over here, Vahatanya, it's not, and usually Rashi lets us know, and Vahatanya b'nechusa. B'nechusa means it's not a question, it's coming in to support the thing over here. Usually Rashi lets us know when the hey is a support and not a question, he comes and takes it. Vahatanya will bring a raya over here, that the case is chazak or not. If the B'nai Mavai makes a chazak before everybody else, he cannot retract on it. And it's a long price, basically, to the end, and we're going to start coming out with a lot of information. Vatanya, ad shalo natan rishus, before he gave rishus, hotzi ben b'shogi, ben b'mezid, yachal levato. Before he gave rishus, meaning he didn't give rishus, he wasn't part of the Eruv, and he didn't give rishus, and he's vahotzi, meaning he's Mechal Shabbos, right? He's not part of the Eruv. And he didn't give his Rishus yet, meaning he wasn't Mevatel. And he's Vahotzi. Bein B'shogeg, whether he was Mechal Shabbos accidentally, Bein B'mezid, he did it outright, Mechal Shabbos. Yata Levatel, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says you can be Mevatel. Let's just see Rashi real quickly on this. Ad Shalom Natan. Yisrael Shalo Eruv Kai. It's talking about Yisrael that wasn't part of the Eruv. Yachol Levatel. He's still able to be Levatel. Afakav de Mumer Hu Lechal Shabbos. Even though he's a Mumer, he's Lechal Shabbos. Yachol Levatel. That is Shogeg. That's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer B'Shogeg Yachol Levatel. If it was accidental, he's able to be Levatel. B'Mezi Eni Yachol Levatel. Vashi. Kisav Rabbi Yehuda Mechal Shabbos Ein Yechal Levatel below Schirus. Okay, a very major machloket just came out of the over here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. What happened? The guy didn't make an eruv, and we'll deal the nafkamina b'mezid. He went out b'mezid. He didn't care. He was Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. Rabbi Meir holds he can still be mevatel. He still has a din of a Yehudi. Rabbi Yehuda holds he can't be mevatel anymore. That's it. The whole thing is usher until you do schirus. The guy has a din like a goy. Incredible machloket going on. You realize it's already a machloket tanoim. On if a Jew is mechal Shabbos before Hesia, Rabbi Meir holds he still has the status of a yid, and therefore he can still do bittul. Rabbi Yehuda holds he has the status only b'shogeg, where he did accidentally. Yachal Levatel, he still has the status of a yid.
Are we talking about on the same Shabbat, or does he?
Same
Shabbat.
If he did it for Mezid, over here he's Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesed he can't be Mevatel. That's what it seems like.
Any a future time either.
Yeah. Until he does Tshuva. That's what we see from Rabbi Yehuda. He holds, but if it's Mezid, any Yechal Mevatel. There we got it. That's the first understanding. Mishnatan Rishusa. Now here's the case, he gave his rishus, meaning he was already mevatel his chelek in the chatzah, and everybody else now can use the chatzah, and now he was vahotzi, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid oser, he's oser, bein whether he did it on purpose or not on purpose, different Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda Meir, b'mezid oser b'shogeg einu oser, he's not going to be oser over here. And we're going to see, b'mad devar memorim, what are we talking about over here? It's talking about where the members of the chatzah did not use it first. They didn't make a chazak in it. It's not going to be also. This was the nechusa that Rashi was talking about, of this price that everything is dependent on whether or not the members of the member of the mavoi use it or not. So let's look at the different cases. Someone gave rishus for everybody else, he didn't come in the mavoi. If we use the chatzah first, the people of the chatzah use it first, they're machzik in it, even if the guy is mekal Shabbat, it's not going to be mevatel his rishus. Along in Rebbe Meir, we'll see in just a second. If he went out and was mekal Shabbos before him, that's going to be the machloket Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yehuda, Rashi. Oser. In the case where we said even with the shogig, that's because we saw yesterday we make a kanas shogig atu mezid, Rabbi Meir. But my divine memoriam, Rabbi Meir kamar la. This is all in Shita's Rabbi Meir. The ilu Rabbi Yehuda, the lishna bin matnitin kamar, the lo mahanye chazaka. Because Rabbi Yehuda already mentioned that chazaka doesn't help anything, it's automatically. Now, the lishna, the brisa, the gemara Rabbi Yehuda, atchlo teksha. Time alav mishum de lo mahanya chazaka. It's not on the case of chazaka. Ela mishum de chazaka har yehuka obed kachavik. Because already we established that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Jew that is mechal Shabbos before hesia, but mezid has it in like a goy. Vegavi Yisrael shabito ikal lemei with the feel of Rabbi Yehuda mahanya chazaka. He'd agree, but my devar memorim devar yakol po. Okay, so we just started right now. We're getting into the sugya now of a Yehudi away from a Tzeduki, right? A Tzeduki is someone who keeps the Torah Shviktav, and as Chagi mentioned before, also the Karayim today, the Karaites, there still seems to be a sect of them, very small, they're very insignificant, they don't make any problems like they used to.
But
Ramna, but I don't think they nothing to them anymore. It's not like at the time of the Rambam. When the Rambam came into Egypt, he made a full milchama against them in Rav Sadigon. They were powerful in those days. Today they're not a problem. But the Mishnah Brua does bring down the Nafkanim and Bekol Zela Inyan Karim. Bismanenu. He brings it down to the Tzeduki as it didn't like Karim. I just saw something interesting though. Before we go just a little fight in the Sugya, he brought down the Masifta. He quoted in the name of the Achronim. I didn't get a chance to see them inside, but in the dinim over here, who is worse, a tzeduki, the karim, or someone who's mechal Shabbos before hesia? What is the din? We look at the tzeduki, the karim, as like the ultimate villains in Kleinfeld. You know, we had a battle, but he brings over here. However, it's possible he's bringing down in the achronim, which he says, Vital Ashkenazi, the Pri Chadash, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, big guns over here. It's possible that Tzeduki Mikarium, they're better Mistam Mumer. Now we're using the thing from Mechal Shabbos and Non-Fum Yid as a Mumer. Again, today, things could be different. We have the concept of Tinik Shanishpa, the conservatives, reform. The atheists could be different over here. Proper Shtama, they are different. He says they're better than someone who's Ochel Nevelos Lahachis. Again, lahachis, someone who doesn't believe, they're making a stand over here that they don't want to have anything to do with Judaism. Why? Mishum shemuma sheochel nevelus lahachis, they don't mean the Torah at all. They have no belief over there. They're nothing over lechein. Nechshav hu kemuma lechol dinei Torah. They have no ne'amonus anymore. But at least this person over here who just rejects the chachamim, yitaken in kem she'enu nechshavin lemuma lechol dinei Torah. They're bringing us a chakira over here. We're not going to answer the shals over here today. It's really not nogea because the karim today are just some of the lahachi today. Anyone who is in that status over here. Okay, from here to the mission is really going to be the status of non-frum Yehudim. Omer Mar. We mentioned before, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Balashin Acheret. He said another Lashin, Meheru V'yasu Tzorcheim, quickly do what you have to do, B'mavoy, Achala Dekshav, before it gets dark. V'yasu Aleichem. And he's going to usher. Alma, what do we see from Rabbi Yehuda? That he's a din Nachrihu. Right? He's a Nachri, that's why he can usher. His bittel does not help. But it says before that he goes out Tanan. The Mishnah says before he goes out and does something, meaning his bittel is a good bittel. The only problem is we have to use the mavoi before he mekal and retracts his bittel on it. So it seems to be a problem. We don't understand the lashon of Rabbi Yehuda. One hand, the whole case of Rabbi Gamliel is that quickly go out and use it beforehand, and Rabbi Yehuda says before it gets dark. Ema ad shelo, and we have a change in the box says yetze hayom. No, it didn't mean yotzi that he goes out before the day Erev Shabbos goes out. Use it. So Rabbi Yehuda again is holding. This is l'shitaso that the tzaduki has it done like a nachri, like Tanakama. Fi boy same lokasha kam b'mumah l'chal shabbatos b'tzina. One case, the beginning part of the Brisa, is where he's Mechal Shabbos Betzina. The Chazanish pointed out this is with the father of Rabban Gamaliel. He was doing a Betzina. In that case, it's a race against time. You used the cuts before him. Kam b'mumah l'chal shabbatos before Hesia. And over here, he's a mumah l'chal shabbatos before Hesia. He doesn't care, he just does it before Hesia. Tosfot brings down an interesting question. Wait a second, we're dealing with tzaduki over here. What do you mean for Fahetia Betzina? They just trampled on anything that was midrabbanan. The whole concept of Erev is midrabbanan. He says, Tema, Hastam tzaduki, Eden is our klal, Bamili dirabbanan, Afila befahetia. Kutim nami, also over here. So Tosfot says, V'yesh lomar, Shivagilim hein lizar lefish yivir mechachamim. There was, they were afraid of the chachamim. Over here, there was, I guess, different social times between them. We see at the time of the father of Rabban Gamaliel, he did it Betzina when he went out. At the time of Rabban Gamaliel himself, he was Befarhesia, and that's why he's called a Toed. It was like a muse to them, this abomination, this person being Michal so openly. Vashi. On one hand, we see Rabbi Yehuda says it's mahani bittel. Kol kama delo hadepe. Ubechazaku de pligu k'sarva lo mahanya. And yet on the other hand, we see that he holds that he's a din of a goy. Ipoy seimu. We said this one is betzina, one is before hesia. Matnidin de mashmet tzeduki mevatel b'mumah l'chal betzina. A tzeduki that can be mevatel according to Rabbi Yehuda is someone that does it betzina. Kaman Azla Hadetanya. Who is the shita of this brayta? Mumer, someone who is a mumer. Mumer means someone who doesn't do a mitzvah or mitzvahs. Vigiloi panim, someone who is a chatzuf, Rashi says, a mechutzif. Hari ze einu mevatel rishus. They cannot be mevatel their rishus. They can't be mevatel their rishus. They have a din of a goy. Who is the one that holds a mumer and a mechutzif? Is a goy. First, we have to ask on this. Someone who's a chutzpah, is a mechutzif, is a goy? Giloy panim mumahavi? Just because he has chutzpah, he's a mumahavi? It seems like two different people over here. A mumah and a chutz and a giloy panim. El a mumah begiloy panim. You have to read this one statement. A mumah begiloy panim that does things before hesia. He has no care anymore. Einu yachal levatel rishus. He can't be mevatel rishus. Kaman who is that like? Rabbi Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is someone who is Michal Shabbos before Hesia, has a din like a goy, and he cannot be Michal. He cannot be bittel. Thank you. Mevatel is here. Rashi. Giloy panim chatzuf mumahavi bitmia. Vechi mishum giloy panim chashuv le muma. Just because he has chutzpah, he's considered a mumah. No, it's mumah begiloy panim before Hesia. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Meir Muma Lechal Shabbos Profesia Mevatel. Rabbi Meir holds, we saw earlier, that even if he's Mechal Shabbos Profesia, he still has a din like a Yehudi. I'll just read you the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch over here. Tzaduki, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, Karim, Harihu Ki Yisrael. He has a din like a Yisrael. Umevatel v'shuso. Meaning we're passing like Rabbi Meir. Umevatel v'shuso aval Eruv einu moel. But he can't be part of an Eruv. Kevan she'enu moed be'eruv. Since he can't be moed be'eruv, he can't be mitzvah of the Eruv. The only thing he can help out if a person is living in a kotze with a karayim or a tzeduki, he has to do bittul with him and just run out immediately at seis and make a chazaka before he's mevatlet. Bring down over here Yisrael Mumar. You know, we'll cover the Yisrael Mumar when we see all the sugya in the Shulchan Aruch. Just go a little vitam. Hahu gava is the box. Says, where is this person? Tenavik bichumrosa de medusha. He went out with a chumrosa de dusha. It's a machloket exactly what this is. Tzivashi. Taba'at shochotma memin acher. It's a ring that a signet ring that it was made from a min acher, meaning it's not takshit anymore. This is actual something that he uses for business over here. V'yamim masekta Shabbos. He shall almog, turn type of wood. The chotma shall matechet atzulatzeit. And the chotma shall matechet is, or I'm not sure what almog is. The chotma shall matechet atzulatzeit pa. Chumvasa is a chotem. Medushna lo et forish, it's not explained. Ubedakti v'mesekta Shabbos v'lo nishnit sham le'inyin Shabbos and le'inyin tumah. It's mentioned over there, le'inyin tumah. So it seems to be the first thing, the person went out with a, you know, a signet ring, something to that is only used for business, meaning something that you're not allowed to take on in Shabbos. V'olani, I'd say myself, chumasa de medushna, it's a keshe shalvosu. It's a bag of herbs. Echad memini habesamim, tekiyai gavna, amina b'shabbos, and it's similar to slushing in Shabbos, te'en yotzim bechumasa de pilun. He can't go out with a bag of pilun, and this is a bag of the medusha. V'chayvel av chata. If you go out with a bag of herbs over here, yechai v'chatat mishum d'masoyu. There's no purpose to bring it out there for that. It's in of a masoy, and therefore you're going to be going from reshus to reshus. Te'enu takshir adam. It's not a takshir adam. So this person went out with either a signet ring or a bag of herbs. Kevin dechazi l'Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. He saw Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Katya. He immediately hit it. He was embarrassed. Oh, you see that he's not a Michal Shabbos b'Farhasya, he's a Michal Shabbos b'Tzina. Omer, he says, Kigon zeh mevatel v'shus l'Rebbe Yehuda. He says, a person like this can be mevatel v'shus l'Rebbe Yehuda. Because Rebbe Yehuda made a chilek between b'Farhasya and b'Tzina. Someone who is Michal Shabbos b'Farhasya, according to Rebbe Yehuda, is a goy. According to Rebbe Meir, any case he's not a goy, he's always considered a Jew. But over here, this is the type of person exactly what Rebbe Yehuda meant. The second he saw me, he was embarrassed. He hid it over here. This is the type of person, he can't be part of the Erev, but he can certainly do bittul of the Erev according to Rebbe Yehuda. Vashi. Kigon Zesh, Michal Shabbos Bitzina. He was Michal Shabbos Bitzina. Omer Rev Huna. This is basically now, we're going to get into the sugi from here to the Mishnah on a Michal Shabbos. What is a mumer? It's a large machloket in Bechoras, and we're going to borrow from over here. Ezehu Yisrael mumer. Who has a din of a Yisrael mumer? And he mentions Zeh Mechal Shabbos b'Farhesia. It's a din of Shabbos. Rashi. Ezehu Yisrael mumer dechashvinen le mumer lechol mile. He's considered a mumer lechol mile. What is considered a mumer lechol mile? Shchita, right? If a mumer does shchita over here, Michal Shabbos b'Farhesia, you were listening to the tshuvas of the Rav a few months ago, it's a very big problem. A person, remember we had a tshuva, the guy joined the conservative shul and he was using a microphone and yet he was still a shochet over here. This is the case over here. He's being Michal Shabbos b'Farhesia, that was the whole case. It's using a microphone in the shul called something b'Farhesia. It's all, this is what we're dealing with over here. Lachol Mili, for example, the shchita is not a shchita, and therefore you can't eat from it. They bring down ksivas tefillin. Also, if he writes tefillin, he loses his ne'amonos in areas that you have to have ne'amonos of lishmar. Some of them didn't mention it, but I guess also making matzahs, right? You have a matzah factory, and you have workers that are working there because it's a lot of work over there. You got to be careful. Is he Michal Shabbos b'Farhesia or not? They bring down also a mumer loses his status of achicha, right? He's not considered your achicha. So therefore, all the mitzvahs in the Torah that are dealing with achicha, for example, lo ta'amod al dam re'echa, it's a complicated din over there, I'm on charging stuff like that, how much you have to go out of your way, he loses his dinner, amecha, hashevis aveda, you don't have to return on him, vivis, also bringing a korban, there's a lot of dinim that change on a person, on how far do we take it. Again, today, it's something different. I just saw it interesting in the Mishnah Berurah. Even going on a tzeduke, he brings down that things can be different today. Why? He's just doing what he was told over here. This is all question that's bringing into now, which the sugya is going to open up, is that the people today, we're not dealing with the early reformers in Germany or something, but today's people that are out there on the street that are Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, it's not likely that this sugya is talking about them. They're not outward going and being Mechal Shabbos before Hesia, Lahachis, Litzavir, they just don't know better over here. So it's a very big question. For sure, you know, Shechit and stuff like that, but you have to have Neremonis, that you don't do Dross, and you do all these kind of the five suli shchita that a person has to have years shemayim, you know, to admit when he made a mistake, that they can't trust. But the dinim of achicha, that all these other things, lashon hara, is also a din of amitecha, right? Din of amitecha. Okay, so this is basically the din over here where we're going to be starting. Vavuna me'ezu Yisrael mumer zeh mechal Shabbos b'fra hesya. Omele Rev Nachman kiman. Who is this going like? We're going to see there's a very big machloket. We'll mostly cover it tomorrow. Ikur Rebbe Meir. There's machloket Rebbe Meir and Chachamim. What exactly makes someone a mumer? L'chol Torah kulam. Diomei chashel l'davar echad chashel l'chol Torah kulam. Rebbe Meir holds, if you're over one mitzvah, he doesn't keep one mitzvah, he's choshen on all the Torah. So who were you talking about? That Mechal Shabbos before Hesia. Rebbe Meir holds, if you're only on one, you're chashel l'chol Torah kulam. Afilu be'achad mikol yisrim shibetor nami. Anyone, Slavtavka, being Mechal Shabbos. Ikva Bonet, Ha'amri Choshe L'Dava Achad, if he's Choshe L'Dava Achad, lo havi Choshe L'Chol HaTorah Kulo, ad havi Mumali Avoda Chachavi. What makes someone, what one mitzvah makes it? It has to be if he did Avoda Zorah. Okay, tomorrow we'll cover this more, Sunday we'll cover more than that.